everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of January 28th through February 3rd, 2012. What's supposed to be a pause week between the end of National Seasons and Four Continents, except it wasn't really. For one thing, said season actually wasn't over. There were still junior national competitions, including the one in Russia, held in Saransk, and featuring the return of Yulia Lipnitskaya from her concussion, except she actually didn't do too well. In the short, she was a little shaky, still landed her triple ledge triple toe and skated clean, but so did Elena Radianova and Serafima Sakhanovic, the latter backloading the jumps, and they were truly flawless, so both beat her. Radianova by a little less than a point and a half, and Sakhanovic by a little less than half a point. It was the free where the real trouble hit. She struggled with her lutz, lost her flip combo when she couldn't fully rotate that, and then fell on a way under-rotated Salchow, with sixth in the segment and dropped to fifth. Up above, Radianova skated perfectly. Triple ledge triple toe, triple flip loop, triple Salchow and all, and got up to 200.19 to win, while Sakhanovic too fell on her triple flip loop triple Salchow, but landed her triple lutz triple toe and took silver. Bronze proved a left field result, going not to Anna Pogorelia, who was 8th in the short with a partially underrated triple lutz triple toe, 5th in the free with the triple lutz triple toe rotated this time, but a late double in turnout and a late end, and 6th overall, or even Maria Stivitskaya, who had a disastrous 15th place short and an only 7th place free to finish 10th. It was nearly Evgenia Medvedeva, with her 5th place short, where she managed a triple flutz triple toe and a 4th place free, where she landed the triple flip triple toe, but the other two combos weren't as pretty. But she was edged out by a little less than a point by Maria Sotskova, who also landed a triple lutz triple toe, if not prettily. And in the free, she looked good through the triple flip triple toe and everything else and showed up quite some skating ability to pull up from 7th. At least Lipnitskaya showed. The pairs in ice dance both lost top teams. In the pair, Vasilisa Dankova and Andrei Deputat had to pull out due to her injured leg, leaving four teams to fight it out. And as they had earlier in the season, Evgenia Tarasova and Vladimir Morozov won the short program with a good clean skate, outside the spins anyway. But in the free, though they landed Salchows, they lost their toe sequence to a fall. They were third in the segment and were trounced by Lena Fedorova and Maxime Maroshkin, who had a stumble from her on the axles in the short but came back with a clean free to beat them 176.17 to 171.47. In fact, they barely held on to silver ahead of Camilla Gay-Netinova and Yvonne Beach, who had been fourth in the short with them losing speed and her falling on their closing axles, but they were second in the free, landing a triple lutz triple toe combo as well as triple toes, if still having trouble in the triple twist, knocking past Maria Vigilova and Igor Zakharov for the bronze. Vigilova and Zakharov had no problems in the short besides a slightly late finish, but fell on their sequence of axles in the free, though they did pull off a throw flip, the hardest throw anyone tried. In the ice dance, hot favorites Alexandra Stepanova and Ivan Bukin pulled out due to illness to him, so the competition was instead a three-way battle, with Valeria Zinkova and Valeria Sinitsyn getting a 2.5-point lead in the short dance from an intense, sultry performance with imperfect twizzles but a high tariff, and needing most of it to hold on 143.99 to 143.26 ahead of Evgenia Kosygina and Nikolai Maroshkin, who finally pulled their whole free dance off properly. Though neither of them won that segment, that honor instead went to Anna Yanovskaya and Sergei Mozgov, who, in the short, had trouble at the end of their twizzles, but in the free, they went from lower tariff to slightly higher one, and were just a little bit better than the other two teams at keeping the energy through the second half. They pulled up third from fourth, less than half a point behind Kosygina and Maroshkin. Daria Morozova and Mikhail Zirnov were actually second after the short, but weren't even close after free dance that lost speed and turned awkward around elements with a lower tariff, which dropped them to fourth. In the men, Mikhail Kolyada, with his triple axle, was pretty much unchallenged, even with a couple of stumbles and a singled axle in the free, the intended double axle, the two triples he landed, the second with a triple toe, and he won comfortably with 227.32. Alexander Samarin came in second with a good short that put him just ahead of Vladislav Tarasenko, who, unlike Samarin, also landed the triple axel, but Tarasenko wasn't as good in the free. He landed the triple axel again, but started to drop off at the end of the program, getting a fall and two downgrades, one major, dropping down to seventh. Samarin went clean, but the lack of triple axel held him down to third in the segment, though he remained second overall ahead of Alexander Petrov, who had been seventh after a short program where he went for the triple axel, turned out that he did a double triple, but skated more or less clean with two triple axels in the free to pull up to third. The Russian Federation has not yet named the Junior World Team as I record this Sunday night, though they have said Stepanova and Bukin will be on it, while not saying the same about Devenkov and Deputat. There actually doesn't need to be any other deviations from the results, if only because Sakhanovic, Sotskova, and Medvedeva are all too young to go, meaning in 5th and 6th, Lipnitskaya and Pogorelia have both qualified. But if there was any doubt that Evgeny Plushenko was not going to Worlds, this week's update pretty much got rid of it. He had an artificial disc put in Israel this week, and the doctor talked about how everything in his body is pretty much busted. They're amazed he can walk, and it'll be weeks before he'll be able to move normally off the ice. But he and his coach emphasized this will be long over by the Olympics, so they don't care anyway. The other Junior Nationals taking place this week was Poland's, which was only singles and pairs, since Junior Nationals for Ice Dance was held back at Tri-Nationals back in December, and it was a much smaller affair, where in the ladies, winner Agata Krieger was the only skater to break 100, scoring 120.30. She tried no jump harder than the Salco, except one flip in each program, not clean in the short, and she fell in it in the free, but was clean outside those. Kamil Dymowski was equally unchallenged for the men's title, though both his programs were a little messy. He scored 135 even, and with only one other competitor, Marcelina Lech and Jacob Teich were completely unchallenged in the pairs, even though they only got up to 102.73 with what was still some of their best skating this season. Then internationally, for single skaters, there was Nordics, held this year in Reykjavik, Iceland, and still consisting mostly of Scandinavian skaters, but allowing a few skaters from elsewhere in as well. Not that this interfered with the Swedes being the strongest presence, especially with the Helgeson sisters going 1-2 in the senior ladies as they vied against each other to see who would try to earn Olympic spots for them both at Worlds. It was a battle Victoria Helgeson won soundly with 157.93 points. She wasn't too far ahead of sister Yoshi after the short, where the latter did easy jumps and had no real issues, while the former partially under-rotated and fell on her triple-toe attempt and then partially under-rotated her loop too. But in the free, she landed most of her jumps, despite a fall at one point and a double toe, and only partially under-rotated a double. While Yoshi partially under-rotated a triple sow-cow, which she fell on, her loop was almost as bad, and her second combo also had issues. In fact, she was third in the free behind new Danish champion Anita Madsen, who was fifth after the short if only because of low technical content, but had a clean free, if one lacking a triple lutz or flip, to pull up to bronze when Anne-Lene Jursim, who had been third after the short, like Yoshi Elgeson, had a fall, another bad jump, and a problematic combo, and when she didn't try any lutzes or flips either, this dropped her to fifth. The senior men was an easy win for Alexander Majorov. At 217.32, he won by over 50 points. He didn't skate that badly either, especially in the free, though his short had a disastrous flip. Far below, two guest skaters were second in each segment, but neither did that well in the other one. British skater Harry Maddock was second in the short with a clean if easy skate, then in the free fell four times, including on a partially downgraded loop, then he doubled the sex loop to boot, was eighth in the segment and dropped to fifth. Monaco, representing Kim Lucine, was second in a free where he fell in a flip but was clean otherwise, making his actually the cleanest skate of the night since Majorov had multiple minor errors, and towered over everyone except Majorov by tariff alone. But that was after a sixth place short where he lost his combo to a fall, singled his axel, and his lutz wasn't clean either. Even so, he nearly won the silver, coming within half a point of Danish champion Eustace Strid, the only skater besides Majorov to try the triple axel, once in the short and twice in the free. It wasn't clean any of the times, nor was his lutz in the short, where he was fourth, 800ths behind Swedo and Dre Spiegel, and in the free he fell in the one that was supposed to be in combination and was instead fully downgraded, and those weren't his only problems, but he just held on ahead of Lucine when Spiegel doubled the lutz and lost a combo, causing him to slip behind both of them to fourth. The junior ladies was won by Finn Jenny Saarinen, though even there she was right ahead of two Swedes, the first of whom, Josephine Tallegard, won the short, and the junior men by Norwegian skater Sondre Odvalbo, who also beat a second-place Swede. Also, Japan was finishing up its 68th National Winter Sports Festival, which of course included a skating event, with competitions in singles in both senior and juniors, and an upset in the senior ladies, with Akiko Suzuki not having a good competition at all. First in the short, she did a triple-double, then accidentally added a loop to her double axel, so it was invalidated as an illegal second combo. Then in the free, she had two falls and four downgrades, one major. She was second in the short, third in the free, and second overall to Haruki Imai, who bounced back from a disastrous nationals to win both programs and overall by over 15 points, scoring 175.83. She went for a triple flip, triple toe in the short, didn't rotate it, and had a partial downgrade and a three jump in the free, but those were only real trouble. Second in the free and third overall was Satsuki Muramoto. She was sixth in the short, where she lost her combo to a fall, but her free was completely clean, though she did nothing harder than one triple loop, and she knocked past Yuki Nishino, who had been third after the short, but even there her combination was a double-double, and in her fourth place free, a fall and three partial downgrades dropped her off the podium. Nobunori Oda, before the senior men's competition, became the latest Japanese skater to confirm he will retire after the upcoming Olympic season, and unlike Suzuki, he had no trouble winning, totaling 257.88 for an over 30-point margin. The quad triple in a clean short helped, though he only did a triple in an equally clean free. Second behind him was Kento Nakamura, who had no quads, but also had a clean short and almost had a clean free, though he popped late loop. In third, Akio Sasaki, too, nearly got through both his program cleans and his jumps, though all not as pretty, more or less were, but then his closing choreographic sequence was less so. Rika Hongo came back from third to win the junior ladies over short program winner Miyabi Oba, who was actually pretty lucky to hold on to silver, and Ryuji Hino dominated the junior men. Also out of Japan, Narumi Takahashi has her new partner. She's been paired with Ryuichi Kihara, who before this had only skated singles, 12th at Nationals this season, 3rd at Junior Nationals, and with some modest Junior Grand Prix success. He is still listed in the Japanese team as skating singles as well, though one shouldn't assume he'll actually keep on doing so. The two of them will train in Detroit with Yuka Sato and Jason Dungeon, and won't try to earn the minimum before Worlds, they'll just debut next year. Another pear skater currently in the Detroit area is Rockne Brewbreaker, who has joined his ice dancing brother in Canton and is seriously considering staying there. He has no new partner yet, is looking hard, and is willing to resort to singles if he has to in order to compete next year. And the breakup season proper has started, with our first tie casually reportedly being Lindsay Davis and Mark Ladwig, though there is no official word yet. Up in Canada, a ton of pairs have broken up, but most of them are pretty low profile. The highest so far are reportedly junior bronze medalist Kaylin Dahlmer and Cheyenne Fyrus, likely due to her outgrowing him, and junior pairs team Shalana Rao and Phelan Simpson after they failed to improve from last year's fourth place finish. Last year's junior bronze medalist Noah Broser and Timothy Lum, who didn't compete this year, are also done, also likely due to size issues. The highest senior level split would be Melly Sandumas and David McKay Perry, who were 9th at Canadian Nationals. Lum and Dumas are on ice partner search, no word on any of the others. Retirements, too, are happening. Following a very good competition and an 11th place finish at Nationals, the much admired Jonathan Kizar tweeted Thursday night, "No better way to spend my 10th championship, my swan song. Thank you for all those who have shared in this journey." And withdrawals. Adam Rippon has pulled out of Four Continents with injury. Richard Dornbusch replaces him. Brazilian skater Isadora Williams is out of Four Continents with no one to replace her. But more attention right now, obviously, is on Max Aaron, who had some immediate comments to make, including giving credit to Patrick Chan, whom he trains besides in Colorado Springs. Cut's Tom Zukrajcik did the same, and has started talking up Aaron hard, comparing his strength to Brian Joubert, then noting he has better lines than the Frenchman. On the other hand, another coach talking this week, Peter Oppegaard, after the mass downgrading of student Caroline Zhang Short, criticized current technical panel practice as being harsher on the loop than on other jumps, and said Zhang's program shouldn't have been as heavily penalized as it was, and the ISU technical committee needs to look into fixing this. Another recent victor getting interviewed this week was Kevin Van De Perren on some experience with the Belgian Dancing with the Stars, who described himself as amazed he won and unsure who voted for him since he didn't think he was famous enough to get votes, and thinking he was the wrong half of his marriage to do the show. He remains convinced wife Jenna McCorkle would dance better than him if Strictly Come Dancing was ever willing to have her. He also described it as good timing, though, as something he was comfortable getting into the training routine for right after retiring, though he admitted the Latin dances left his hips in pain. He didn't sound like he's looking for a pairs partner after this. His more immediate plans involve coaching and producing his and McCorkle's ice show in Belgium. But instead, the skaters of British reality TV are restricted to dancing on ice, and this week, with 8 couples now remaining, all the celebrities were required to do a 30-second solo in the routines, and Beth Twiddle shone in hers as she and Daniel Whiston skated an emotional routine to a song called Clown, scored a high 30.5 to top the leaderboard, 2.5 points out of Matt Lipinskis and Brian Delcor, who combined a great solo from him with ballet moves and difficult lift. Half a point back in third were Garrett Thomas and Robin Johnstone, who combined charm with some hard solo choreography while skating to Michael Bublé. The rest of the field was a bit of a distance back. Unfortunately, Lipinskis and Delcor didn't impress the viewers as much, ended up in the skate-off against Shane Ward and Maria Filipov when they tied for fourth. One judge declared that this was one skate-off that should never have happened. Ward and Filipov skated their best yet in a comparatively simple routine. Lipinskis and Delcor skated a harder one and then he stumbled. But the technical difficulty prevailed in the split panel, and so Ward and Filipov are out. This garnered such a negative reaction among viewers who accused the judges of making the decision based off which pair they liked better in general, that later in the evening, head judge Robin Cousins took to Twitter with the following defense. The skate-off is about those performances. Shane's clean skate a 5, Matt had he gone clean an 8, take off 2 points for mistake 6, end of. And finally, elsewhere in Europe, Art on Ice opened in Zurich, and this year featured Stéphane Lambiel making his debut in the show as a full-fledged singer. He and Larissa Evans performed their Live Your Fantasy single to open the show. His skating was pretty good too, bringing the audience to their feet when skating to Leona Lewis's live performance of Run. Other highlights included Tatiana Volsoja and Maxim Trankov doing some very emotional performing in the wake of his burying his father, Flora Timodio turning a fall into a hip-hop move during at least one show, and Anna Kipolani and Luca Linante performing to the music played by Serbian-Croatian strings duo Two Cellos. They also had a post-competition interview from Europeans published. They described themselves as very much feeling the pressure with Nathalie Pechel and Fabian Borzout, and happy with their skates and medal. The next time at Worlds, they want to beat the Russians and get as close to Pechel and Borzout as possible. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night.